name and just tell me a bit about what you do for a volume check, please.
Okay. My name's Marky Herbert. I live in the far north and presently I'm hard out campaigning for law reform on cannabis.
Great. And you yourself are a compassionate grower?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been involved in that?
3 years now. Yeah.
And on what sort of, how does that work? What sort of scale or...
Okay, so what I've done is that I've developed what I call an internal well-being drinking oil. And basically it's the cannabis roots infused in rice bran oil. And so that's one remedy, and the other remedy is the cannabis roots and cannabis infused in the oil. And what they do is generally help us with healing internally. It's I've had my elders down in my valley in Pauranga. They've been using my remedies for a couple of years, and we've had success with one of the uncles getting through his prostate cancer and looking so well and healthy that he actually travels now instead of, he could have been pushing up daisies if he hadn't been using my remedies pretty blankly. What I do is I go to the local market and I try to educate and inform local people of what I'm doing. I show them the cannabis roots and explain to them that is holds the medicine. And when it's done in a certain way, it doesn't have any of that stoner, reefer madness effect to it. And it really does speak for itself. And then I make a balm as well to rub on to, like, the cramp, sciatica, arthritis, inflammation, after burn care, skin moisturiser, eczema. The list goes on.
Fantastic. And so technically at the moment, the medicine you make is illegal, yeah?
That's right.
And how do you feel about that, given you know how it helps people?
In my mind, it's obviously the law is wrong. Because when a medicine is medicine, how can the law say that it's anything other than what it is?
Mm-hmm. So on the topic of aerial spraying, is this something you hear about a lot?
Absolutely. And in the point of time that we are with the law reform that's happening in New Zealand, it astounds me that they're still pursuing this type of action. I was under the understanding that prohibition had pretty much come to an end and the police were supposed to be using their discretion and helping people instead of destroying their medicine.
Because that's the issue, isn't it, with aerial drops, is that you theoretically you have compassionate growers, then you have people who wouldn't consider themselves selling it
medicinal. You've still got the underground, you've still got the black market. So while we've still got a black market, there's still going to be the police doing what they think they have to do. And unfortunately, people like myself, we call ourselves green fairies, get caught up in that grey area of boundaries. And as we know, there was an aerial spraying of poison over a patch a month ago, and that did affect a green fairies growing area. Well, now that person can't even make any medicine. So what happens is that there's a roll-on effect, there's a ripple. So that green fairy was growing to help other people, and how many people was that person growing for and helping? It wasn't for just one person, it was probably for 100.
And what does that mean for those patients?
Obviously now they're going to have to maybe revert back to the pharmaceutical pharmacy drug that has actually put them in the situation that they found themselves, trying to find something else that worked other than the prescription drugs.
And if they don't want to go on that route and they want to stay on the medicinal cannabis site, is there a risk of them going to the, as you said, the black market and then finding themselves not getting what they think they're getting or not having that kind of reliable...
That's right. There's always that question, are you going to get what you need from the black market? because there's always scammers. I mean, people have asked me, am I really doing what I'm doing? Am I, you know, am I just saying that's what it is? You know, I could be putting a false product out there, but that's not how I work. You know,
I was going to say, so what's the solution here? What do you think, in terms of these aerial drops that clearly are ongoing, what do you think should happen with those?
Well, I think while we're under this new government and they're saying they want to help us, they need to just stop all that stuff. We spend far too much money, taxpayers' money, on prohibition, and doing these aerial raids is part of that. So if they want to help us, they need to hurry up and change the law.
Change the law, but in the meantime, stop spraying from above indiscriminately.
Stop everything that they've been doing because it hasn't worked, and people are being affected. Sick people that can't afford the pharmaceutical and pharmacy drugs. You know,
the Sativex and things.
Yes, and you know, like you basically have to go to the Ministry of Health to get permission for it. And who is the Ministry of Health? Have they got a doctorate in medicine? No, they haven't. They've only got what they've been being in the policies that we have already. So really what we need is our doctors to come out in numbers and reinforce that medicinal cannabis is one of the solutions that we could be actually encouraging. It shouldn't be one of the last resorts of compassion.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're saying that while we've got, in this time, palliative care and terminally ill people, it is a get-out-of-jail card. So what I'm saying to people is that if you're using it for medicinal purposes and your doctor doesn't know, go to your doctor, tell them that you are pursuing this end because you have no other choice. And I believe that most doctors, not all of them, but most are coming around and understanding there's more to Western medicine and that actually other medicines we should be working with as well.
How are you worried about this as a compassionate grower? Do the aerial drops concern you in terms of maintaining your supply, or are you...
Yeah, I do outdoor grows, but I also do indoors. And actually, I don't feed into the fear of prohibition, and that means I really don't care what is going might happen to me because I believe in what I'm doing is true and people need it.
So what would happen if your outdoor stock got taken out?
Oh God, well I suppose I'm lucky enough I've already got a bit of a my potions or remedies already made up, and so I've got a little bit of backing behind me that if anything happens, at least not immediately, will my people be suffered from it. So, and then we'll just have to source other things to make it happen, you know, from other people that haven't been affected by the aerial drop.
And is this for users of medicinal cannabis? Is this a concern, this lack of ongoing supply? Tell me about that concern.
Well, the concern is because people aren't allowed to grow their own. So that is what the problem is. If we're able to grow our own, then maybe there's no need for me. People can look after themselves. Is that the problem that the authorities have, is that people want to take their own sovereignty in their own hands and deal with their health in a manner that's, you know, it's suitable for them? So...
Yeah, the government's been making a lot of noises about changing, you know, talking, at least having a discussion around marijuana, particularly medicinal cannabis.
Yeah.
Do you think they're really open to change, or is it talk? What do you think of the sort of discussion around
that? Well, I think they're sitting on the fence, and at the moment I feel they're just saying what they need to say to keep us all on board. However, in saying that, you know, it got passed in Parliament, the third reading, so we have got progress. However, it all depends on how fast they want to work, all depends on the referendum, all depends on who gets in the next election. I mean, there's so many factors at the moment that really none of us are holding our breath.
Yeah.
A little bit hopeful, but not hugely hopeful. I mean, I've heard through the grapevine that we mightn't even get legalization for another 5 years.
Do you think that...
So in the meantime, let's stop arresting people, obviously who people that are in their own homes and maybe got, you know, half a dozen plants. Just walk away.
Yeah.
Wasting our taxpayers' money. Go and get the real criminals.
Yeah. Do you think that since the use of and the benefits of medicinal cannabis have been getting more airtime and they've been more in the news, do you think more people are using it or trying to access it?
Yes, absolutely. Because I know when I'm at my market that the people that are coming up to me the most are the Pākehās or, you know, Europeans. And because I know that Māori generally are making their own anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's telling me that there's the Europeans are coming to my table because they've got to the end of their worries. You know, the doctors have told them they've got no more medicine for them. So, of course, they're going to look at medicinal cannabis because it is the talk at the moment.
Mm. And are they confused about sort of where to start looking?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is part why I love doing what I'm doing because I educate and inform. So, you know, having literature on board at my table, you know, that was actually published with Normal organisation, and I use their literature and it's just brilliant. People go away with the literature and then next market they're at the table because they want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And because my remedies don't have any overdose, and which I believe all cannabis, that if it's used as a whole plant, doesn't have an overdose if it's used correctly.
Okay. Last question. What would you, on the topic of the risk that wiping out, particularly outdoor stock stream as aerial drops, the risk that that poses to users of medicinal cannabis and not being able to access it, what would be your message to whoever is organising those drops?
Oh, well, that would have to be the whole organisation of the authority, the police authority. I understand you fellas have got a job to do, but let's get the priorities right. You know, there's home invasions, there's all horrible other types of crime that's going on. People that use cannabis do not get violent. They do no other crime. Generally, they're upstanding citizens of the community. Let's just get real and stand up. You police know the difference between real crime and cannabis users. I know for a fact that police rather deal with stoners, cannabis users, than alcoholics and pee users. So that is what I'm saying. You guys, the authorities know the difference. Stand up and be counted like the rest of us.
Okay. Look, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that. And I'm working on, I'll put this out, we've got a Waitangi Day on Wednesday, so we don't have a program.
Right.
So it will likely be going out on probably Thursday morning.
That sounds wonderful. And I don't know if you realise, I've actually been given the opportunity to speak.
What are you speaking about?
Medicinal cannabis.
Yeah, so who are you appearing before and what are you planning on saying?
It's the Komatua's Day, the day before Waitangi. Mm-hmm. So they're down at the Lower Marae, Titi. And I suppose that's where they sit around and talk about the politics and where does it leave us, do we see ourselves at, and where do we go from that? What should we be doing? And I think, you know, open discussion about medicinal cannabis and even legalisation of cannabis recreationally, it has to be spoken on the marae. And thank goodness someone has seen the light and has invited us to speak about that.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Alex. You too.
Have a good luck tomorrow and, enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.